Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Labor Day weekend on I'm With Stupid, and Jay and I are working so you don't have to. Hope I'm coming through okay, all right. Had some technical difficulties, but I'm broadcasting barely live here from the palatial estate in Bagwine, Ohio. And right next to me, a mere 800 miles away, is my buddy...
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing great now, Jay. Not really. I'm trying to put a smile on this very despondent face of mine.
Well, hopefully we can make it through an hour this week without too much trouble.
I think we can, and I'd like to know from people in the chat room, if there are any, can you hear me this week?
Actually, Mickey says he can hear you.
He can?
He can. And if Mickey can hear you, I guess everybody can hear you.
Well, that's damn good then, because it's been a terrible week, Jay. Could I tell you about it?
Yeah, tell us about your week, Matt.
Okay,
if I had
any great.
Sad violins to play, I would, but...
That's all right. It all began last Sunday, as you know. No one could hear me because, I don't know, my phone shit, my computer shit, and all this. And I got through the show. Yeah, and I left you in a lurch, and I felt bad. Then it got better. Monday morning, I woke up, and I'm taking a leak as soon as I got up. And I wear this chain around my neck, and it's got a cross on it. As I'm taking a piss, the cross falls off my chain and into the toilet, to which I said to myself, self, this cannot be a good omen. Fortunately, I recaptured the cross before it went down through the tunnels of the Bagwine sewage system, but I knew it wasn't good. My computer... Which has been on the blink.
Let me interrupt. Did you reach into your own urine and capture that cross?
Well, yeah, it was Jesus, for God's sake.
Well, now see, that probably redeemed you right there.
I had to part the yellow sea and get that cross, baby.
Well done, well done. You were being tested.
Exactly, and I think I passed that test.
Sure as hell did.
Moses,
okay,
Moses
now,
walked,
go ahead with your...
Moses walked through the wilderness. I walked through my own urine. Jesus Christ, tell me who's bigger in God's eyes. I think it's me.
I think so.
But anyway, it got worse. My computer has been slowly dying. You know, as I've talked to you a couple months ago, how I thought it was the fan motor. I knew I was kidding myself. It's been making this hideous noise. It kept getting louder and louder every time it runs, even when it's not doing anything. It just... It sounds like the sound a deaf girl would make if she was having an orgasm. It's going... Rah, 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 rah. Oh, my God. And it's just getting ready to puke.
Now, do you know, have you heard a deaf girl make noise when
nope.
she's having an orgasm?
Or nope.
are you just assuming, you're just thinking that's probably what it was, right?
I'm very analytical, and I think that's what that's the sound they make.
Okay. You don't have any weird deaf girl fetish porn stashed around, do you?
Well, that may have been what crashed my computer.
A virus.
Could have been a little bug in there. And those bugs are sneaky because you can't hear them.
Okay, continue with your story. Where are we at now?
Okay, well, the good thing is I'm getting a new computer set up. David, and that is my lovely best friend forever, Smoop's brother, he's got a nice system, 19-inch monitor and all this shit, and he's going to pass it along to me. I'm going to pay him every week for 10,000 weeks. And that part's all taken care of. But, however, yesterday, Schmoop was over with Dave, and he also wants to get rid of his couch. So that means my beloved couch, Kelly, is going into the dumpster.
That's very sad. We'll have to hold a funeral for Kelly.
Oh, we will. There will be pictures. I can't wait to get the picture of her standing upright in the dumpster. That's going to be classic.
That's not exactly the most dignified end for such a dignified couch, though.
Well, she'll be in a landfill before you know it, all safe and cozy.
You sure you guys can't start a riot and maybe burn the couch?
You know, I'd like that, but only if the Detroit Pistons win something.
Oh, okay. Well, you could just hold on to her until the inevitable, devastating Ohio State loss, which will happen at some point this year, and then you could riot then.
You know, I wish you wouldn't bring that up because, as you know, I'm a huge Ohio State fan. And sure,
you are.
Well, they put down a pesky Marshall team the other night. It was close there for a minute, and they do have this Miami game. But I'm not worried about Miami so much as that the two beasts after that. They play Ohio University and Eastern Michigan. And those MAC teams, they can be rough. I'm a little worried, a little concerned.
They can light that scoreboard up. Now, is that Miami of Ohio or Miami, Florida?
No, actually, they're playing Miami, Florida.
They're playing the real Miami.
Yeah, because
the legitimate Miami.
Exactly, because I was hoping at that point in the season they were going to be playing Gardner-Webb, which I have a little beef about because I put down $5,000 on Gardner-Webb yesterday and they didn't cover the spread against Brevard.
That's just very sad. It seemed like a lock, didn't it?
Yes, it did. But that's how
I just want you to know. I'm sorry. Do what?
Well, no, that's just how my week's gone, and it's.
Oh, of course. Should have known that would happen. But just want you to know that in the chat room, Dana says that Kelly is not really dignified. That's an outrageous statement.
Well, no, she used to be dignified until Dana slept on her. God, your timing is impeccable.
The timing is just as awesome as it has been from day one.
Okay, that may be the highlight of the show. Let's just call it a day right there.
Oh, we've got a big show. We've got a big show.
We do.
All kinds
it
of
is great. Labor. It's Labor Day weekend. We got Jerry Lewis. We got football coming up. What else you want to talk about? Or did you want to do one of those topics? What's that?
Well, it is Labor Day weekend, and that does mean the Jerry Lewis Labor Day MDA telethon,
which is always a classic and has been. I mean, it's a showcase of all that's good about America, and it has been for, what, 8,000 years?
Exactly. I know I look forward to it, and I've got the DVR set, and I'm hoping that I can not only, tape it and keep it on tape forever, that it'll be available online also, because I don't want to miss a single minute of it.
And I don't either. And I always I always rest assured in the fact that if I do miss it, I'm sure the Library of Congress keeps every episode.
Probably. Or you could just, you know, wait till next year and see the exact same people again.
You know, I always look, and you're right, and I look forward to this time because I love the blue men so much. There is nothing like watching blue men do acrobatics and wacky stuff every Labor Day.
Well, you know, that's one of the more modern groups that they have on there. I have a theory about this thing. I don't think that they've done a live telethon in quite some time. I think it's all on tape, and I think what they did, and I think they taped one telethon a week for 2 years, and of course they take the week of Christmas and 4th of July off because a couple of weeks vacation, but they got 100 of these in the can, and they're just showing the same one over and over. And so if and when Jerry Lewis dies, the show will just keep going for another 100 years or whatever, and it explains why. It explains why Robin Williams does the exact same comedy bit that he did in 1980, which was not funny then either, every single year.
And it's fine to diss Robin Williams, but what I always think, it's fine to help the kids out and all that, and I think that's great. But the reason I usually tune in to the Labor Day telethon is to see if Norm Crosby's still alive.
Well, you won't. Well, since it's on tape, you don't know if he is or isn't. I mean, Fred
exactly.
Travellino will be there this year.
That man is a stalwart.
Back from the grave, Fred Travellino doing his impressions.
Oh my God! Okay, sorry, you cracked me up right there. I wasn't expecting the Fred Travellino. That was pretty good.
Well, yeah, of course, he comes on right before Steve and Edie. You got to love them, who are usually the lead-in to Captain and Tennille. Even though the captain is dead, they'll be there anyway also.
He died?
I think he did. He's dead to me. That's all I know.
He probably died of boredom.
He just put on one of his CDs and keeled over.
What I liked about the captain, Daryl Dragon, actually, because I'm an aficionado of Captain and Tennille. What I liked about him...
That does not surprise me at all.
He played 6 keyboards, and yet they all sounded the same. I never got that. He'd go from one to the other and say, oh, my God, it still sounds like a Wurlitzer.
The man had talent.
He did. He just hit it well.
Yeah, he had a very, very specific talent. That's all he could do. But it worked out.
God.
Just like, you know, Colonel Sanders, you know, do one thing and do it well.
That's right. He knew how to make pressure-cooked chicken. Daryl Dragon, on the other hand, knew how to make love to a pressure-cooked chicken.
Oh, now that was just uncalled for.
That was a little slow. I thought that was pretty good. It was slow to develop, but it was kind of funny. Another thing wrong in my life, I don't know if you can hear me. The nuances of me, but it sounds like I've been doing cocaine for 6 months. My eyes are watering. My nose is running. It's not good.
You mean you haven't been doing cocaine?
No, I haven't.
Because I'm pretty sure that in one of those paparazzi pictures of Lindsay Lohan, I saw you sitting in the limo with her.
I was just selling it.
Oh, okay. You just... trying to get more listeners to the show, right?
Exactly.
It's all about promotion. Speaking of Lindsay Lohan and Jerry Lewis, have you heard this story? A little controversy with Jerry Lewis. He was on some TV show or radio or something, and they asked him about today's celebrities and today's stars, and he went on a little rant about how they all suck. And Lindsay Lohan got brought up,
And he said that he thinks that Lindsay Lohan needs to be slapped in the face, advocating violence against women.
Well,
I know you're not down with that.
Well, Jerry Lewis has been advocating violence against humanity every time he made a movie or recorded a song. So.
And nobody ever did a thing anything about that.
Damn right. Other than the Nutty Professor, which was pretty cool.
That was okay. But he then went on to say that he would also bend her across his knee and spank her. But I really think that what happened, you know, is he's 84 or 85 years old. I think that he basically kind of slipped into one of his fantasies at that moment. Because, you know, he talked about pulling down her britches, and he described the lace panties, and it was really kind of embarrassing. I felt bad for him.
It was kind of like a Bill O'Reilly moment.
And then he screamed, "F it, we'll do it live."
And then he went, "Hey, lady."
Well, he says that before he spanks her.
Oh, my gosh. He's still dreaming that it should have been Lewis and Martin.
Now, that would have been an outrage.
Oh, Dino's the man.
Absolutely.
Or he was.
Yeah. I mean, why would the Lord take Dean and leave us with Jerry Lewis?
I know. I'll tell you what, it's funny. Whenever that one year, I don't know, what was it, 1974, 1975, during the telethon, Dean Martin came on stage, and it was the first time they had ever gotten back together. And everyone's, "Oh, that's so beautiful," and all this shit. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. This is like the second time Germany and Italy got together. We all know how that worked out. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, I feel bad that they convinced Dean to demean himself by being on stage again with that guy. But
yeah,
maybe Dean was trying to become a little more popular in France, like Lewis is.
Exactly.
Yeah. France has Jerry Lewis. Germany has David Hasselhoff. You know.
And we have Lindsay Lohan.
And we have Lindsay Lohan. Exactly. So if
and we have Miley Cyrus, who, by the way, Jay, it's only 2 months away, she becomes legal.
Don't I know it?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, as I am an honorary Canadian in my own mind, and the legal age in Canada is 16, so she's been legal to me for almost 2 or 4 years. Boy, did this show just take a weird turn. Breaking out the awkward, okay.
Hey, that would have been a good title for the show.
Well, that could be the next one.
It will be, because this one's done.
We could just call it the Awkward Hour. Actually, I think Kimmy came up with that name not too long ago. Something about the Awkward Hour. She tweeted about the Awkward Hour. So any of our just hundreds and hundreds of listeners would like to call in, our call-in number is 661-244-9852. I'm sure you all have lots of warm, wonderful memories of the Labor Day telethon you would like to tell us about.
Because we only got, 41 minutes to kill.
Oh, we're doing good. We just covered a lot of time there.
This has actually been our best show yet.
Absolutely.
Maybe
I think we've got the hang of
this
now.
I'm just going to turn everything off every week.
That might be the key to it. Oh, and I just let everybody know out there, anybody else who is hosting one of these shows, the Google call feature works perfectly in the host queue. There are no problems whatsoever.
I do have a question about that. Let's go to our tech segment.
Let's go. If we had tech music, we would play it.
Now, are you using a headset or are you using Google Talk?
I'm using a headset on my plugged a USB headset plugged into my computer, and I'm using the little phone feature in Gmail over there on the side. It has the G Chat, Google Chat box, and it has a little phone. It says call a phone or something like that.
Okay, so but it is going through your phone in a way.
It's what's going through my internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm calling through Google. I'm using Google's call feature in the Google Chat within Gmail.
Well, that was sexy.
Yes,
let's go to sports.
It's an enigma wrapped in something else. But anyway, that's how I did that. Because I'm tech like that. I'm very, very clever.
Well, you're the J-Man.
I am.
Okay. I think it's time to move on to sports.
Do we have a sports update?
I think we do.
See.
I hope
college
we do.
Football scores. College football scores, Arkansas. Arkansas beat the mighty and very, very dangerous Tennessee Tech, whatever the hell they are. I don't even know their mascot, 44-3. An impressive performance from the Hogs.
Exactly, and Notre Dame whipped up on Purdue 23-12.
They did, and they did as I said they would do. As you recall, I predicted that.
I saw that.
I pointed out
morning.
To people that Purdue is, and not to take anything away from Notre Dame, I point out to people that Purdue is shitty. They're never as nearly as good as the so-called experts claim they're going to be. And Notre Dame went out there and took care of business and did just what I said they would.
They even covered the spread.
They did. Unlike LSU, they did cover the spread. LSU had a huge lead and then looked like they checked out mentally for the second half and almost lost the game, which would have been hilarious. But shout out to Warrior Cat, who's a huge LSU fan. I guess it's nice that they won, but you think that they could cover every once in a while? That would be helpful, too.
Mm-hmm. Notre Dame usually doesn't.
That was for Cat.
Yeah, I know.
Still a little slow on the... Dana says it was your shirt that was the reason.
It was the shirt, and a shout-out to Dana. As I told someone on Twitter yesterday, I think I told Mr. Andy Longo, that it's a lovely gift from a lovely woman. Who? Oh,
that's very special.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. So you are Notre Dame's lucky charm now.
Until they lose,
and it'll be your fault.
As I pointed out on my website today, the worst thing that could happen is that next week they play Michigan, and they'll beat Michigan, maybe. That means Notre Dame would be 2-0, and then I'll get all excited, as I always do, and then they'll just collapse and leave me brokenhearted, as they always do.
That's your cross to bear.
I know.
It's Notre Dame football.
I'll go, this is the year, this is the year, and then, they'll lose to, I don't know, Utah.
Well, they'll lose to a couple of the service academies again, Navy and Air Force.
You know, that was just wrong. Why did you have to do that?
just a reminder of, difficult times in the past. But actually, I think that Michigan's going to put you out of your misery early this year.
Yes, they actually, I know they played a crappy team yesterday, but they looked pretty good.
Yeah. Well, now the ESPN guys kept telling us that Connecticut is a really, really tremendous team. I mean, for a while there, I thought I thought Connecticut was comparable to some of the great Alabama teams under Bear Bryant, the way they were talking about them. You don't think they were just, you know, saying that to try to get people to tune into the game on their network, do you?
Well, of course not. They don't do that shit.
No, see? Connecticut's a truly great team. And the fact that they're in Connecticut. No, that had nothing to do with it either.
Well, that's helpful for the name.
No, ESPN is in Connecticut, located there.
Oh, I get what you meant. Bart Starr still plays for the Packers, doesn't he?
He does. And Frank Gifford is still a great quarterback for the New York Giants.
I'll tell you another funny thing that happened to me that just drove my week down to the tube since we're talking football. You know, your fantasy league, the Open Bar League by Jay, sponsored by Old Spice.
Oh, no, not Old Spice. I had to switch.
Oh, you did?
You didn't see my Facebook update. Yes, I had to switch. I no longer have Swagger. And I had to switch to another brand, but I now am a Cool Breeze.
That is so unbecoming of you. I see you more of as a hot train wreck. That would be a good name for a cologne. But anyway, this is funny. I didn't get people I wanted. I got Chester Taylor. He was on my bench. So I was looking for a sleeper that hadn't gotten drafted in the Fantasy Football League. So I got Montario Hardesty from the Cleveland Browns. And the guy was going to be a sleeper, a touchdown maker. Okay, he scored a touchdown in their last preseason game. Then guess what he did?
He went down. he went down hard.
He ACL.
Yep, he's a goner.
I know. Oh, yeah, that was helpful. So now I'm stuck with Willis McGahee. He'll get a lot of carries behind Ray Rice.
Yeah, well, he might get a couple of goal line carries, and he might get cut tomorrow, too. You don't really know.
And then I had T.J. Houshmandzadeh. He's getting a little long in the tooth, but he was going to be Seattle's first go-to guy. Yesterday I hear on the radio that they cut him.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Oh, maybe I divulged some secrets I shouldn't have. Yeah.
Ooh. A little insider information. I had no idea they'd cut him.
Yes, they cut him. So I needed a receiver.
Well, we have a caller.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'll just go ahead and take this call if that's all right with you.
Why don't you do that, Jay?
Okay.
The caller has nothing
there,
much to say.
Am I there?
865, you're with Stupid.
Okay. Well,
Mickey.
This is Mickey T.
Mickey T is on the air.
What's with all the sports guys? I thought you guys were going to be talking about crummy jobs. The guys who went to chat room and told me that I should call.
31 minutes to go. We could get there. Do you want to talk about a crummy job?
Oh, I thought that's what you were going to do. Yeah, I had a crummy job. Haven't you ever had a crummy job?
Several of them.
Yeah, we all have. What about you, Matt? What was your crummiest job?
Let's see. There was a couple. I don't know if it was a crummy job. It was a good job. When I worked for ODOT, though, in the summer, we'd lay asphalt. Because you got to do it in the summer. It's 95 degrees. You're next to a paver, and the asphalt's coming out of the paver at 350 degrees. You're hotter than you've ever been. Your eyelashes are melting. And that was pretty bad.
Well, the shitty job I was going to mention is you were almost headed in that direction at the beginning of the show when you mentioned toilets and reaching in toilets. There was a time back, way back when me and Frank grew up in Yosemite National Park, and we found this cave, and I stayed. Everyone else went back to the San Francisco Bay Area, and me and my dog just stayed in this little cave that I had found and hung out. And I was there about a month and found out that they were going to be hiring in Yosemite Valley, down in the park, you know, National Park, all these tourists and shit. And I decided I wanted to stay. So I went down and applied, and there was only two jobs left. There was a bus boy at Yosemite Village, and then there was cleaning shit houses over in Curry Camp. And I had to judge between the two, and I went, well, the Curry Camp one was I'd be outside going from outside toilet to outside toilet. So I took that job while living in a cave. And I went back down to the Bay Area, got my bicycle so I could get to work on time. And the first day the guy brings me out there and he brings me in. I go into the women's room and he shows me the women's toilet. And I swear to God, the women made more of a mess in those toilets than the guys by a long shot. The guys might have had dirty sinks. Yeah, but the women, they had those little tubs next to the toilet, and they were nasty. They were just so nasty. Anyway, it was a really crummy job cleaning toilets, sinks, and bathrooms.
Mickey, I can...
Women are gross.
I can confirm Mickey's story, because when I was at Bowling Green, I applied for a job to get a weekend job, and I got one, and it was cleaning... two huge-ass bathrooms, shower stalls slash bathrooms at Bowling Green State University. And one was a men's room and one was a ladies' room. And me and my buddy Doug Koff at the time, we'd go in there and we cleaned them on Saturday and Sunday mornings. So, you know, everyone's been partying. The women were pigs. It was disgusting. Oh, my God. The only redeeming value was, once in a while, we'd go in at like 6 a.m., and once you'd catch some chick who actually studied the night before, she'd be naked in the shower, but the showers and the bathrooms were, oh, my God, it was a cesspool.
Man, women are just nasty. And they love to complain about men, but we know the truth.
That'll get us some points. All right, guys. Good luck with the rest of the show. I'm going boating.
Have fun, Mick.
Have a good time. Thanks for calling, Mick. Well, that was fun.
And enlightening.
You know, I worked for the highway department when I was in high school during the summers.
Did you really?
I did, and we did the exact same thing. The crew I was on, we were laying asphalt, and like you said, I mean, it was just brutal during the summer, the heat and standing, you know, of course, having to stand on the hot asphalt or on the edge of the machine, shoveling the asphalt around.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part of the job was when I was, in the afternoons when I would flag traffic. I'd be the flagger out there. Holding up traffic
I bet I know what's coming.
Then you do, because almost every single day there would be at least one serious babes sitting there in her car in a very skimpy white dress maybe or very low cut shirt and it was an enjoyable conversation. It was just chit chat with them, you know, being the happy-go-lucky guy I am, the type A person I am. You know, shoot the breeze with them and have a good time.
There you go.
Yeah. But that was the only thing good about that job.
Yeah.
The rest of it sucked.
Come on the other end of the spectrum, in the winter, we would you get cracks in the highway, and you seal them. You seal them with this tar rubber mix, and you're out there in the dead-ass of January, it's already 5 degrees out, and the winds are blowing 50 miles an hour, and on top of that, you're on the interstate, and cars are going by you at 70 miles an hour, and you're out there with this wand distributing rubber mix into the concrete. It's a little cold.
A little. You know, my crew, the other thing my crew was supposed to do, we never did though, was we were supposed to pick up dead animals anytime we, well, actually anybody, any of the road crews work.
Yeah, we.
The very first day I worked, one of the old guys there said, looked at me and says, oh, don't disturb any sleeping animals. And I didn't know what he was talking about. And so we're heading off to the work site. We're in the truck, you know, and it's me and another guy from high school and then, you know, three other, you know, guys who've been there about 15 years or whatever. And all of a sudden they pull off the side of the road and one of them points over and there's, you know, a skunk that's been run over. And he says, hey, you two, you might need to, you guys need to clean that up. And we look over there at that and I'm looking. Jeff was his name, and we look at each other and we're like, "What the hell?" And he says, "Well, we got to clean that up, don't we?" And it suddenly hit me what the guy was talking about, and I said, "You know, I think that skunk's asleep." And they're like, "Okay, then," and we took off. And that's what we did all summer. Every time we would see a dead animal and say, "Oh, another sleeping animal," and we never cleaned up a single one.
Hey,
and we have another caller
right there.
Yeah, it would have been. we have another caller. Why don't we take this call also? 847, you're with Stupid.
Oh, this is so exciting. I have another crappy job to share.
Well, who is this?
It's Dana.
Oh, of course, it's Dana. Yes.
My crappy job, I actually worked as a nursing assistant in a nursing home when I was going to college.
This is going to involve crap.
It's involve
you know, when we
crap.
Said crappy jobs, we didn't really mean cleaning crap, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, and this wasn't even so much cleaning. There was one resident at the nursing home who used to take her shit and roll it up in balls and put it on the radiator to dry out, and then as the nursing assistants walked by, she would throw it at us.
Did you deserve it?
No, we didn't deserve it.
So, you know, basically doing that job was the same as working in a prison and having to walk along in front of death row, because I've always heard that's what they do.
The
prisoners,
you know,
throw their excrement at the guards.
That was actually the most pleasant of the excrements that I was subjected to, because at least that was dry and, you know, it had bounced.
Yeah, there was a lot of loose ones in your life, wasn't there?
Man, I could just imagine when you get there and you look and you go, oh, they're serving burritos again. Oh, no.
Yeah, it was one of those where you hoped she'd had her BM early in the day and had used up all the shit balls before you got there, because I worked second shift, so.
But no, they had to serve walking tacos that night, didn't they?
Yeah, pureed walking tacos. So anyway, that was my crappy job.
Literally.
Well, that certainly was crappy.
And I got nothing else.
Well, if you had been a member of SEIU, that would never have happened to you. Hey, did you like that segue, Dave, or Jakes?
Well done.
Okay, moving on. You guys have a great morning.
You do the same.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Dana.
Bye.
Thanks, Dana. Bye.
Send that out to Dana, too.
There you go. You could have done it when she called in.
Could have, but, you know,
the
mind isn't always that quick.
It's funny how when I'm flying blind, I become a critic.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ, Jay, couldn't you do this earlier?
God, you suck.
Oh, God. No, Dana did mention with the nursing home job, I used to work with SEIU, which is primarily a healthcare union, not entirely, public service, public employees and all that shit. And the funniest thing, I used to represent the 600 adult parole authority workers in the state of Ohio. And they have a thankless job. They really do. They don't get paid shit. What's that?
Yeah, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard fuck you.
And I said, yeah.
Well, every year they have a recognition lunch. And my first year working for SEIU back in 98, I gave this speech, and the keynote speaker was Andy Geiger, and he happened to be the athletic director for this the Ohio State University at the time. So I'm giving the director of rehab and corrections a bunch of shit, and then I turned my attentions to Andy Geiger, because we were in contract talks at the time, and the budget sucked. And Andy Geiger is sitting there down in a couple pork chops, and I said, the biggest problem is we got a budget crunch in Ohio. In fact, things are so bad, the starting offensive line for the Ohio State University has to take a pay cut. The man walked out.
Walked out of the room.
And then after I gave more shit to the director of rehab and corrections, after my speech and after the thing was over, one of the parole officers came up to me and said, would you like me to check your car for a bomb before you leave?
Which is always great, because we all know that the mafia controls all the unions.
Oh,
we know that because... Right, we know that because we've seen it all in the movies on TV.
Well, not only that, I worked for the worst union. I worked for SEIU, and Glenn Beck will tell you right now, they are trying to take over the world.
Socialist bastards.
Mm-hmm. Then I represented prison workers, people who worked in prisons, like Richard Borowski, who's here in my house today, the crazy cat man from Columbus, who was a psychologist at a prison. He's here today.
Excellent.
But the best thing about representing workers in prisons, it's fucking with the wardens. And I shouldn't have said that, should I? Screwing with the wardens. I'm sorry.
We get one F word a week. That's our limit. So.
Well, when I start talking about...
Let's try to be cool for 16 minutes.
When I start talking about my days in the union, I automatically cuss, because that's all I did. There was this guy out of Noble Correctional Institution, which is in eastern Ohio. There was this chick who got fired because she took too much sick leave. And I represented her, and I was talking to the warden about it. Now, everything was – she had doctor's excuses. I mean, the chick was sick. And he said to me in a phone call one day, he said, well, you know, Mr. Mahoney, I think she's just playing it. She may be sick, but she could come to work. When my wife had cancer and she was dying, and she did, by the way, I came to work every day. What do you think that says about me? To which I said, I think that makes you an asshole.
And what did he say to that?
He didn't say anything. He hung up on me. And always another fun thing was... every prison, they had a suggestion box, and I'd always drop notes in the boxes saying, let my people go.
And they never did they?
No, they didn't. Neither the employees or the inmates, which kind of hurt me.
And you know, they probably should have paid more attention to those notes, and maybe they should have. They didn't know that many years later you would part the yellow sea to get your cross back.
Boy, you can tie everything together. You are amazing.
That's my one talent. Well, you know what else happened this week?
What happened?
Hurricane Earl. It kind of fizzled out.
Yeah, it did.
But for a while there, Earl was looking pretty badass.
He was a big blowhard, though.
Yes, he was. In fact, we know how much of a blowhard he was.
How do we know that?
Because I'm with Stupid snagged an exclusive interview with Hurricane Earl.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't know about this. Why don't you lay it on me?
We snagged an interview with him early this week before he made his way past North Carolina as he was inching towards the United States. We put in a little request with his publicist along
Damn,
with, you know.
That's pretty good.
NBC News and
right
Fox
then.
News. everybody was lining up to get interviews, and he chose us. And how about if we just play that interview?
I think you should.
Okay. Here's our exclusive interview with Hurricane Earl. This is an I'm With Stupid News special report, Hurricane Earl. So, Earl, if that's your real name, thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us here today. Whoa. It's kind of loud there, big boy. Well, okay. Hey, you know, we're just happy to have you here and just really appreciate this. I noticed that as of the taping of this interview, you're a Category 4 hurricane. Do you model yourself after other recent big hurricanes like Katrina or Hugo, or really do you look more towards the old ones back in the day like Camille, who really kind of set the tone for big hurricanes? Yeah, you know, I tell you, I was looking at the radar, and I really thought you were kind of pretty old school, like Camille. I mean, you're very cool, very big, and you look like you mean business. You're heading for, well, you might brush by the Outer Banks, and kind of heading up towards the Northeast, and like the big cities, like Philly and New York City and stuff. Do you prefer them over maybe Miami and the Caribbean and the beach area down there, or are you just trying to be a little bit different? What's up with that? Oh, yeah, man, I hear you, man. Those babes down there in the beaches, Miami, the Caribbean, they are seriously hot. You know, a lot of, like, topless beaches and oh, yeah. So, yeah, I can understand why you'd rather go there, but you're right, man. You've got to go where Mother Nature tells you to go because you've got no other choice. Yeah, I know, right? Man, Mother Nature is a bitch on wheels when she doesn't get her way, man. And she is always, well, she's always kind of bitchy. But, yeah, you're right, man. Just do what she says and nobody will get hurt. Well, some people might get hurt because you're pretty big, but you know what I'm saying. Hey, Earl, like I tell you, you know, we're almost out of time here. I know you're very, very busy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And great job. You're really looking massive and very impressed, all right? All right, man. You too, man. And we'll talk to you soon, all right? Yeah, give me a call anytime. Sure. We'll hit the clubs, man. We'll hit the strip clubs. Be a good time. All right, man. This has been a special report from the I'm With Stupid News Bureau. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
That is amazing.
the professionalism of that interview just blows me away.
Did you have yourself chained to a flagpole or something while you did that?
I was hanging on to Jim Cantore with all my life. All my strength.
Well, that's disturbing.
The Weather Channel. The Weather Channel. You know, every year they
you
should have
hung on to. Why didn't you hang on to Stephanie Abrams?
Well, she wasn't there. I was there with the. You know, they send Jim out for the dangerous stuff. You know, every year they say, well, it's hurricane season again, but I prefer to call it Jim Cantore Death Watch season, because one of these times, one of these hurricanes is going to get him.
And they also call it We Don't Wear Suit Coats at the Time season. Because they take them off and they undo their tie and they look, oh.
It's casual Friday at the hurricane. But, you know, I tell you, I'm a little disappointed the way the Earl fizzled out like that, because now I just feel like we were part of the Hurricane Earl propaganda machine.
Well, Jay, and I didn't, you know, during our show prep, I didn't go over this with you. But there's a good reason that Earl fizzled out. My buddy Schmoop, her dad, his name was Earl, and as soon as he was born and he was deemed Earl, she said, oh, my God, he's going to be just like my dad. He's just going to pass out and meander all over the place. Oh, God, you're quick today, aren't you?
That was the quickest I've been.
That's the closest you've been.
Actually, I had to wait a second to make sure you were done.
Oh yeah, we're on it. Actually, it hasn't been too bad, and we only have 8 minutes left.
That's true. We have 7 minutes, is what it says on the little countdown. And the only thing we have left to do on the outline, or the show outline, the crazy show prep idea that I had, the only thing left would be that we need to pick, we need to make our Super Bowl picks.
I was going to bring that up. And
so
you want to go first?
Well, hold on. I've got this.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey-o.
Okay. So it is time for our Super Bowl picks.
Oh my God.
And I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers in the NFC and the New England Patriots in the AFC, and I'm going to take Green Bay to win it all.
Okay. I'm pretty close to you. Somewhat. I think it is the Packers' year, too. I think Aaron Rodgers, or is it Bart Starr? I can't remember. Okay. And then I think John Brockington is going to rush for 3,000 yards. No, but seriously. I didn't get a rim shot or anything. Come on.
What about Paul Hornung? Do you think Paul Hornung's going to have a big year?
Yeah, he might. If he's not up on charges.
All right, if he's not drunk all the time. Okay, let's move.
No, but seriously, yeah, I think, yeah, the Packers look good this year. I do like the Saints, but you know how hard it is to repeat. That's what everyone,
exactly.
Every pundit says. It's hard to repeat. Well, yeah, well.
They wouldn't be there if they didn't know.
But, no, I like the Packers in the AFC. I don't think it's the Patriots. I don't think it's the Colts. I think the AFC team is going to come from the north. I think it's going to be either the Bengals or the Ravens. Your thoughts, if any?
No, I just don't think the Bengals have enough.
Oh, I think they do have enough if everyone performs. And by
well,
golly, I'm used to
we
that.
We all know that performing every we all know that performing
that
every Sunday is not easy.
I get told that every day. Oh, I think he's got enough if he can perform.
Yep. But not everybody can be great on Sundays.
I know, but I think the Ravens may have it if Ray Rice stays healthy. Now, Joey Flacco.
The Ravens
kind
do
of a,
look tough.
Flacco's a bum.
Well, see, I thought about taking the Ravens, but I decided to go ahead and go with the Patriots because nothing would depress me more than the Patriots winning another Super Bowl. So I assume that's what will happen.
But then I agree with – I think the Packers may win it all this year.
They look good.
Yes, they do. And Aaron Rodgers is hot.
Oh, he is.
Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, he really doesn't do anything for me, but, you know, I'm more of a Tom Brady kind of guy. You know, the classic good looks, the chiseled.
You just
although I do think
his wife.
You know, I was just getting ready to say that his wife doesn't really do anything. That's for me.
And I messed it up, didn't I?
I'm not a big fan of Giselle. She's okay. She's all right. You know, but if you go down to Brazil, and wander down the beach, I bet you can find a couple hundred women hotter than she is.
I'm just guessing.
I've never been there, but
she could come through the beer mine, and I would go, she's kind of pretty.
Exactly. Can I see some ID, please? So we are at 3 minutes, inside of 3 minutes now. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it.
How many do we have?
We have 10 in the chat room.
Oh, really?
I don't know how many we have. I don't know how many we have live streaming through the site, but we had a pretty good turnout for Sunday on Labor Day weekend.
Exactly.
And I want to give a shout out to Annie and Burl. Annie and Burl live every Saturday at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on this network. Who gave us a shout out last night? And they're right now. The Wednesday show is on hiatus, but they'll be on Saturdays, having a good time, sitting at the cool table. Anything you'd like to say in the final minute here?
I know you caught me off guard. I would just like to give out a shout out to you because really, I couldn't do anything this week, and you made it all happen, and I appreciate that.
Oh, you were actually tremendous. You called in on time. Your phone sounds great this week. Your phone didn't die on us.
No, and I'll be all 100% by the time we get together again next Sunday.
That's right, with our new show. Because the show on the 13th is the one that really counts.
Exactly. We've always said that.
Exactly. 90 seconds. No, I'm just repeating what – it involuntarily repeated what the British lady just said. So, well, anyway, I think that wraps it up.
That was
not a bad show this week.
No, it wasn't, actually.
Well,
it was full. We didn't have many dead spots. It was kind of good.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and end the show here. Everybody,
okay.
Thanks for we want to thank Mickey and Dana for calling in.
Yes, indeed.
And
I'm going to turn my computer back on. I'm going to turn my computer back on so I can hear it go.
And that is going to be one of our sound clips next week.
Jesus.
All right, so we'll catch all y'all on Twitter and in the blogosphere and on Facebook and wherever
and
else we find you.
And everyone have a happy and fun Labor Day weekend.
And be safe working the grill. Goodbye.
Bye.